Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Many people perceive that their lives are changing a lot. Perhaps the best examples are immigrants who find themselves in a new country, perhaps far from their homeland, and often not for reasons of their own making. Then, of course, there are the people in the countries the immigrants arrive in. They, too, find their lives changing as different languages, different customs, different foods, and different ways of thinking enter their neighborhoods. Besides immigration, there are changes brought about by politics, government, climate change, economics, and more, including a pandemic. So again, people find life changing for reasons not of their own making. They're often not happy about the changes, and, as media reports show, they sometimes will go to great lengths to fight the changes and hang on to the life they've known. Of course, change is nothing new. It's often said that the only constant thing is change. Any number of biblical figures had to deal with significant changes, and this week on Morning Prayer, we're going to look at some of them to see what insights the Bible has for dealing with change here in the 21st century. May we find, as many people in the Bible did, that while material circumstances can change and then change again, God's love and care for us never change, as indicated in the Apostle James's characterization of God as the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen.